in this town.
Okay, we are in our Gimel Amud Beis. The truth is, why would a person want to be inebriated? He loses his das. The most precious thing a person has is his mind. And when a person becomes inebriated, he loses his mind. Like, why in the world would a person want to put himself in a position where he can't think straight?
Buzz.
Again, that problem is that little buzz can become a big buzz. You know what I mean? That's what he's saying. People have to know how
drown
to drink.
Drown
out the pain. You're right. It's an escape. Wine is an escape. Alcohol is an escape. Escape from reality. You're right. It's true. But it's himself. We need wine for that reason. Okay, let's go by Tim. We are on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Asur Levar, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the top. It should be 73-2A. B-A. B-1. The Asur Levar, Mem Betuma. I'm sorry about this cough, but it's more annoying for me. The Asur Levar, Mem Betuma. Two halakhas we said by Meister that weren't listed in the Brisa. One of them was that when it's tameh, you're not allowed to dispose of them and have pleasure from it. And if the Meister itself is tameh, you're not allowed to eat it. And if you do, it's a lav, as opposed to truma, that you could have pleasure when you burn truma. We're going to have a pasuk for that. And not only can you have pleasure when you burn truma, but you can all, if a person eats truma tameya, it's only an iser asay. He wouldn't get malchus. Frek the Gemara minolan. Where do I see that there is a lav of eating maaser when it is tameh? Where do I see that? Where is the lav? The Tanya. Shimon Eimer. Says in the pasuk, "Lebi arti mimenu b'tameh." Part of the vidui maaser, where the person expresses himself, he said, "I did not dispose of it betuma." So Shimon translates the pasuk, "Ben shani tamei v'hutar," whether the person himself is tamei and the maaser is tahar, "Ben shani tahar v'hutamei," whether the person is tahar and the maaser is tamei. The mefarshim speak out, how can you have a case of the person being tamei and the maaser being tahar? When he picks up the food, he makes it tamei. So anyway, the Meiser will be Tameh. So in any case, whether the person's the Tameh or the Meiser's the Meiser ends up being Tameh anyway, because the person that's Tameh picks up the food makes the Meiser Tameh. So they answer two terutzim. You can have food that's not Mukshur L'Kabal Tumah. Not all food is susceptible for Tumah. It has to have become wet from 1/7 liquids in order to become susceptible to Tumah. And it's possible that it never became wet from 1/7 liquids. That is one answer. And the other answer is somebody can feed the guy truma, maaser. He doesn't have to pick up the maaser with his hands. Somebody can take it and put it into his mouth. So the maaser doesn't become tameh. The person is tameh. So the pasuk says, "Lebi'arti mimenu b'tameh," which Reb Shimon is telling us the person is saying, when he says the vidui maaser, that he did not do either of the two things. He did not eat the maaser when he was tameh, and he did not eat the maaser when it was tameh. Now, that doesn't say it's a lav. That just tells us that the Torah wants it said in the vidui that it's a wrong thing to do. That's a lav is not created by the person's vidui. The person's vidui tells us, go find an iser, because if it wouldn't be iser, why would we be asking this person to go and say this if it's not iser? So that reveals to us that out there must be an iser to eat the maaser when the person's tamei or when the maaser is tamei. Now, go find the iser.
V'heicha
muzer al kach. Al chalasa. Well, it depends if the person, what kind of level tameh he is. If theoretically that would be a third teretz, if he's a rishon, which wouldn't make the glove a sheni, and therefore the food would not become tameh. Correct. At least biblically. Correct. It depends if it's on the revealed or inside. Depends. Exactly. It would have to be deep into the mouth. The external part of the mouth is called Beis Hastarim. Beis Hastarim is Matame, but then there's a Makam that's called Tuma Blua, that's beyond Beis Hastarim. And there, it's not Matame. Zakti Gemara Vehichem Muzer Al Achilatzai. So where is this Isser? Now the Gemara interrupts the Braisa. Sorry. By asking the question, Vehichem Muzer Al Achilatzai, the Braisa seems to be saying, it's not explicit. Let's go find the Isser. And the Gemara is very bothered. What do you mean, where are you, Muzer? It's a Beferish Apostolic. You don't ask a question where the Lav is. Learn Chumash, you'll find the Lav. You don't need a search. Search is necessary if it's not explicit. But if it's explicit, I don't need a search. It's there. So the Gemara interrupts. Sumas HaGob Behedik Zibay. The Beferish Apostolic that says if a person's tummy, he cannot eat Meiser. Nefesh HaShetik Abay. A nefesh that touches a mace. The Tamara Arev. I don't know if it means touches a mace. Touch a... What is it talking about? Talking about? Sheretz. The Vela.
Source of
Tumah. The Tamara Arev is coming to the night. V'layayichob in HaKachim ki brachas besare v'amayim. And he doesn't eat Kachim till he goes to the mikvah. Now the Gemara later will determine that the Pasuk is telling us that after you go to the mikvah, you're allowed to eat Meiser. Which means, till you go to the mikvah, you can't eat Meiser. The Gemara later on interprets the word kachim here as Meiser Sheni, and the Gemara will prove why that it means that. But the Gemara interprets this Pasuk to mean Meiser Sheni, and the Pasuk is saying, do not eat Meiser Sheni till you go to the mikvah. That's a lav. What do I have to look for a lav? It's there. It's in front of you, black and white. The Gemara answers, Haki Kama Vayalai. This is what the Braisa is bothered with. Tumas Atzma Minayan. Enochinami. I don't need to search for a pasik when the person's tame. That's self-evident. I need a search for a pasik that when the Meiser is tame and the person is Tahar, by the way, Meiser will not make the person tame. So how do I know that that's a lav? Where do I see that that's prohibited? Now going back to the Braisa, the Talmud Leimar. It says in the pasuk, "Mesucha lecho b'sharecha." You're not allowed to eat in your cities, which means out of Yerushalayim, the following things. And the first thing listed in the pasuk is Meiser deGancha, the Meiser of your grain, which refers to Meiser Sheni. Ulalonu Leimar. There's another pasuk that says about Psulei Hamukdashim, nothing to do with Meiser. It's talking about a carbon that got a woman you redeemed. So it says, "B'sharecha teklenu, hatamei v'atar yagdav katsi v'chayo." The psuli hamigdashim, kachim that was once a carbon, got a woman was redeemed. You can eat it in your cities. You don't have to eat it in your shulayim. And a tamei and a tar can eat it together, as if it were a deer or a hind. Am I right? What's a hayo?
Hind.
What? Hein.
Heart,
thank you, or heart. The Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmo, Afilu Tamei Vitar Eichlin Al Shulchan Echad B'Kaira Achas. Tamei Vitar Yagdov means they can eat of one plate. Now what happens when you eat out of one plate is the Tamei is eating Kachim Psulei HaMakdashim and makes the Tamei as he touches the food in the plate. And then the Tar eats that Tamei food. That means the Torah is permitting a Tamei to eat from Psulei HaMakdashim, and a Tohar to eat Psulei HaMakdashim, that is Tamei. That's what the Pasuk is saying. By the Pasuk saying, nothing to do with Meiser Sheni, but by the Pasuk saying, by Psulei HaMakdashim, that a Tamei and a Tohar can eat it together, the Pasuk is allowing A, Tamei to eat Psulei HaMakdashim, and B, a Tohar to eat Psulei HaMakdashim that became Tamei. Because when they eat it Yachdov, that means they're eating out of the same plate, the Tamei touches it, makes the Tamei, and the Tar takes the next piece, and that's Tamei Psulei HaMakdashim. And the Torah is permitting by Psulei HaMakdashim both Isurim. Number one, both things. A Tamei to eat tahar psulei hamukdashim and a tahar to eat tamei psulei hamukdashim. And the way the Torah expresses it, right? Now, and the way the Torah expresses it is bisharecha toichlenu. The way the Torah expresses this heter is by using the term bisharecha toichlenu. And here it says loisuchau lecho bisharecha. So we say, you know what it's saying? Don't eat the ma'aser degancha like what I told you bisharecha toichlenu. By using the same word bisharecha, instead of just saying loisaycha chutzli Yerushalayim, but it says loisaycha bisharecha, it's telling me, you remember that bisharecha that I told you by psuli hamukdashim that allowed a tamei to eat psuli hamukdashim and a tohar to eat tamei psuli hamukdashim, and the way the Torah worded that allowance was to use bisharecha. Here the Torah is saying, loisuchau lechol bisharecha. Do not eat the ma'aser the way I allowed bisharecha over there. That's a lav. Do not eat ma'aser sheni, that's tumei. Even though the Torah never mentions the word tumah, but the Torah uses the word bisharecha. And elsewhere, bisharecha was used as an allowance to eat psuli hamukdashim, that's tumei. Here it's saying, do not eat bisharecha. Do not eat the way I allowed you to eat over there. So it tells me that a tumei cannot eat ma'aser sheni, that's tahar, and a tahar cannot eat ma'aser sheni, that's tumei. Dr. Gemara, that which I told you over there, that you can eat a bisharecha, how can I say, you can't eat it over here? Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Hechem muzer al achila in yedei tamalim lesucha bochi kasin in the lishon of the brayz of the sifri. This is the lishon of the brayz of the sifri. Got the high crowd lesucha. The cloud should never let me out to be metal betame. Since it says let me out to be metal betame, ben shani tame butar, ben shani tar butame. It means whether I'm tame and in his tar, in his tame and I'm tar. Right? The hechem muzer al achila any yedei tamalim lesucha. That's the brayz. It says by vidu ma'aser lo yibiyarti menu b'tame, the mashma, which indicates beishani tame, right, whether I'm tame or it's tame, who mitzvadish lebara b'beish, he's mitzvada that he did not destroy it in fire. Well, he's linked by taner, he didn't use it as fuel. Koshke b'tar lo yitna lachilu shtiyah sicha. Rashi tells you a fact. Ma'aser sheni can only be used for eating, drinking, or smearing on yourself. You're not allowed to use ma'aser sheni for any other kind of pleasure. That destroys it. Meaning you cannot take ma'aser sheni oil and use it as fuel. Ma'aser sheni oil has to be eaten or drunk or smeared on yourself. And because the Torah doesn't even allow you to dispose of it when it's tumei that way, for sure when it's tahar. When Melech Rashi just adds that as a piece of knowledge, it's a big machlokes rishonim. This is Rashi Shita, that it is usher to dispose of ma'aser sheni tahar only by eating, drinking, and sicha, which is like drinking. Sicha's kishtia. But besides that, you're not allowed to dispose. Other Rishayim say, no, ma'aser sheni tumei can't be disposed of in a way of pleasure. But ma'aser sheni tahar, you can do whatever you want with. But Rashi's opinion is, and that's what we're learning, is Rashi says, the kosh came to tahar. If the Torah doesn't allow betumah, it's understood that it includes tahar, which other Rishonim disagree with, but that's Rashi's opinion.
I don't understand the other Rishonim.
Isn't Rashi the one with Tavar? They're saying that when it becomes tahar, it becomes non-usable, period. End story. Tahar is usable.
Anyway.
No restrictions. Tahar becomes restricted completely. That's how they learn. Rashi learns, if the Torah didn't allow you to have any use of tumah, that means the Torah wants only a certain use of ma'aser, period. And that includes tahar as well. Again, machlokes rishonim, but we're learning Rashi. We're not learning the other rishonim now. But like nitzan da'el achilu shtiyah sicha, b'meilu shemina, midloi hutzuch lizvades ala tahar. Why didn't he say, I didn't use the tahar? It says, lo'i b'yayati m'menu b'tumah. Sh'ma min ha'chikam, afilu b'shas ha'tumah, sh'lo yicholti la'achloi. Even when I couldn't eat it, lo'i nisatim la'adlaka. Al me'ine necho b'tumah. Right? If the Torah would have just said, that I would have said, it's talking about tahar. But since the Torah used the word betame, it's trying to tell me that even tame is restricted. Where is the love? Any yadeya love before shlakach. So the Braisa used the term any yadeya. Any yadeya, which means there's no explicit love. And v'kach nemer leisuchal v'hash the parach hashas. The Gemara interrupts the Braisa. Mikama de lesalik lemosa. It did not allow the Braisa to finish where the Braisa found the love, and it interrupts and it says, "Tumas hagub behed yiksiva b'maktani ani yadeya." Why does the Braisa say the word we don't have an explicit pasuk? What do you mean you don't have an explicit pasuk? Says v'yoychum and akachim b'makminu ha'ikorb b'maisul lekama b'pirkim. The next lot we will learn that this pasuk refers to Maizur Sheni. Kidusiv. Unless you go to the mikvah, it does not need that the sun should set. And the Gemara answers, you're right. The Tana did not mean to say any yedeya if the person's tame. The Tana meant to say any yedeya tumas atzma minayin. How do I know if the miser is tame? It's restricted. This is talking about a kachim that became a pasul, became a balmum. After you redeem it, sha'eklon zara can be eaten by anybody. That bisharecha, which allowed a tar to eat psuli hamakdashim after the tummy touched the food in the plate, benitma. So I say over here that by Ma'aseh Sheni you cannot eat. It's a very interesting way of finding a lav. It's because the Torah used the word bisharecha, and it said lo sucha lecho bisharecha. We look around the Torah. Where did the Torah make something mutter bisharecha? And we find that the Torah permitted a tar to eat tamei psuli hamakdashim under the term bisharecha techlenu. And here the Torah says, "Vesuchal lecho b'sharecha," which pashup shat means don't eat it out of your shalayim. But by using the word b'sharecha, the Torah is alluding that there's another law here as well. Do not eat it the way I permitted you to eat b'sharecha by psuli hamukdash.
That's not a regular law.
It's a regular law. You get malchus. Not an asmachta. It's a regular law. I never figured out when things are an asmachta and when things are a regular law.
My brother, what did we learn from Katsiva Kaya? What is it indicating?
That the Bisharecha is mutter, or is it a better for that?
What do you mean?
Bisharecha
it says, Bisharecha takes my not tell me about Torah Yaakov.
So it already says that, right? It already says that Bisharecha is mutter, right?
There it says. Here it says, Loisucha Olech.
We already have a puzzle that says, some possession you can eat.
Time of Tariyah,
right.
That's correct.
So, what do you have to, what do you, what, why is this puzzle alluding to Bisharecha to contrast it? We already know, you know. What
I lost
well,
you.
Why are we bringing down this Bisharecha? I mean, we have another puzzle that already says that Bisharecha, some
possession. Again, we wanted to.
I know. But
if you know, why are you asking?
Because I know the part that
Rebbe's
going to say.
How do you know what I'm going to say? What am I going to say?
You're
going to
say that
I'm... You want to hear what I want to say? That why did the Torah write L'sukha lecho b'sharecha? Forget, we know what b'sharecha is allowed. But why did the Torah here by Ma'aseh Sheni use the term L'sukha lecho b'sharecha to make a law for eating Ma'aseh Sheni b'tumma?
But you could have said that without the word Bisharecha.
No, I could not.
Why?
Where do you see from the word L'sukha Lecho that it means Betumah? Pasuk is talking about eating Ma'aseh Sheni out of Yerushalayim.
I understand what I'm saying, but wouldn't it have been simpler to say Betumah?
Okay, so why did the Torah decide to word it that way? Talk to the one who authored the Torah. Today, when you go to the Rabbi Nishlam, say, Ato Chayin Eladam Da'at. Rabbi Nishlam, can you explain to me, why did you say the love by using the word Bisharecha? Why didn't you just say, L'sukha Lecho
B'tumah? Because the point of stressing is,
I just want to give
him Bisharecha, we already know that.
Yes.
That
it's not to teach you anything about Psalm
right,
HaMagdashim.
Right.
It's only to teach the Maizer, correct. Right, so Baruch Maizer answered your question. By the way, Baruch Maizer answered your question. He said we're getting two lavim for one word.
Is that true?
Yeah, because L'sukha Lecho B'sharecha says it's a lav to eat it out of your shalayim.
Sure. Oh, you mean that part of it.
And now it includes also...
No, if you wouldn't eat it out of Yerushalayim, you would only have one law.
Again, it's telling you two Isurim. Yes, it's telling you two Isurim.
But if you're eating Yerushalayim, you wouldn't be over.
No, you wouldn't be over the other law of eating a Betumah. There's two law in Lesukhalach of Yerushalayim. Yes.
Yeah, if you eat the tumor out of your line, that's too loud.
I
correct.
Know that, but the point I'm stressing is, and when I ask the shepherd God, I have some actual regular doc.
What's wrong with docs? Understand Tyra.
That, I don't even have to go
with the concessions
to regular
doc. That's what regular docs are supposed to be used for, Tyra. Anyway, Maisha, what was your question?
First of all, the Bishorach refers to Shalayim only.
In which Bisharecha means not Yerushalayim.
It always means not Yerushalayim, right?
Correct. Bisharecha means in your hometown.
But that's
most
only
people's hometown is not Yerushalayim. Especially when the Pasuk says, L'sucha lecha Bisharecha kimel hamokam, bring it to the place, right?
Right,
so obviously
right.
The Torah is contrasting your cities and the place. Now, it happens to be some people live in Yerushalayim, that's their Sharecha, but that's not restricted because that's El Hamokim.
Okay, and that's only in Eretz Yisrael, right?
As opposed to Cleveland, Ohio, is also Bisharecha.
Oh, okay. And Katzvi v'Cha'ayo, what do we learn from that?
So take a look in Bechairas. I just happened to bump into that Gemara in the last day. In Bechairas, Daf, I believe it's 33a, the Gemara says three times the Torah says Katzvi v'Cha'ayo. It learns three different drushes from the fact that the Torah compares it to Tzvi V'Hayom. And the interesting point that I noticed was the first drush that the Gemara says, looks to Rabbi Yitzchak or Rabbi Shia, and Rashi says, I don't know what it means. And then the Gemara brings two other drushes of Tzvi V'Hayom. Three times the Torah says you can eat things Tzvi V'Hayom, and the Gemara in Bechairis 33a darshens all three times. The first drusha, Rashi doesn't understand why, what it means. But the second and third drasha Rashi does explain. So if you want to find out what the Torah darshan is l'chatzi v'chayo, look at Bechairis 33a. I would believe it's 33a1. It's at the top of the towards the top of the
Amud.
A heart.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? What's a heart? A heart is an ayo. You know, Rabbi Heinemann taught me years ago when I was in the shir, way, way back, that what difference does it make what language you don't understand it in? So he used to say, it's a zach. Whenever somebody asked him what a word means, he said, it's a thing. So he told him, why doesn't he tell us what it is? He said, in whatever language I would tell you, you wouldn't know what it means anyway, right? So what difference does it make if I tell you it's a hart or an ayo? You don't know what it is. You know it's a type of animal. So the answer is, ayo is an animal. Right, sir, next. What are you going to do? Now, there are people that know what a hart is. You know what I mean? I don't. What? Google it. Mashenke, you have all these words in the Gemara, foods and ingredients, all these things, right? And Archul gives you the fancy words in English, as if you understand them, right? So the answer is, Mali Hacha, Mali Hassel. What difference does it make which language you don't understand it?
It turns into a Russian, right? Extra word.
No, we're saying, like a Tzivayal, those are both Chayas. They're not at Behemoth, they're Chayas that are Kasher. Right, so it's two of the chayas that are kasher. So it's telling you a comparison to chay. So again, the Gemara has three drushes from Tzvi V'Chayo. Two of them, which Rashi explains. One, he says he doesn't know pshat. I think one of the sheet on the side brings a pshat there. In 33a in Bechairis.
What is kasher pshat? Like I eat a Tzvi in the
Hayo? Yes, like you eat a Tzvi in the Hayo. It means no restrictions. A Tzvi V'Chayo can never be a carbon, right? They're chayas.
Right?
It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with Kisei Adam. It's just saying, eat it like a Tzvi V'Chayo, which means non-restricted. It's like saying non-restricted. But by picking those two animals, the Torah is trying to teach me halacha.
Whereas sheep and
ram sometimes have restrictions. Tzvi V'Chayo will never have restrictions because they're not capable of carbon. Again, by picking those two animals, the Torah wants to tell me something. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Mashen came by Truma. By Truma, it says, by Truma, you're allowed to have pleasure from it as you dispose from it if it's tameh. Again, truma tahira, you're supposed to eat. Truma tameya can be disposed of, but you can have pleasure while disposing of it. Manoah, how do I know that? Amar Rabbah, Amar Rabbah, Amar Rabbah, mimenu betameh. The extra word mimenu by meister comes to exclude. From it, I didn't consume betama. Mimenu at mavir, avalata mavir, shaman shal truma shenitma. I can't consume meister that's tameh, but mimenu excludes. Something else can be consumed betuma. What is that something else? Truma. Frank the Gemara, how do you know that? Ve'ema, mimenu yatamavir, atamazir shemen shakaydish enigma. Maybe it means shemen that belongs to Hegdish that became tameh. I'm allowed to have a gnaw when I dispose of it. How do you know that I'm excluding truma, not kachim? Maybe I'm excluding kachim, not truma. Again, the Torah said I cannot dispose of meiser when it's tameh and have pleasure. But the Torah threw the word mimenu, which tells me only it, not something else. What is that something else? We filled the blank in by saying that that something else is truma. Maybe that something else is kachim. Something gemar v'lav kavachaymer hu. Ma meiser hakal, ma dach meiser sheni, which is lenient. Amra tayra levi arti mimenu b'tamei. The tayra does not allow you to dispose of it and have pleasure when it's tamei. So kaidish chamer le kolshkein. Kachim, which is more strict, isn't it for sure? Something gemar yachid truma nami kavachaymer hu. If you can go that way, truma is more strict than meiser sheni also. So why don't we say the same kavachaymer? Again, we'll get all that coming up. The chumra is the one or the other. Truma ends up being more chumra than meiser. That's the halacha. It is. Whatever it is, yeah, it could be 5 and 4 and all kinds of different reasons. The Gemara is going to say, yes. We're going to go through all this. By the time you finish, you'll know all the chumras of everything over everything else. You'll be a scholar in the chumras of each thing over the other. So to Gemara, I have to exclude something. So how do you know which one to pick? Both Truma and Kachim are more strict than Meiser. One is allowed Betuma and one is not. How do you know which one to say is excluded and which one to make the Kal V'chaymer for? Right, again, it says Mimenu. Mimenu is to exclude one thing. It's either Truma or Kachim. You decided to say Truma is permissible and Kachim is prohibited. How do you know? Who gave you that ability to make that decision? Zabti Gemara, Mistabra Kaidish Leimim Matina. Kaidish is stricter than Truma. So therefore, since Kaidish is stricter than Truma, it makes sense to restrict Kaidish and not restrict Truma. Again, they're both stricter than Meiser. But the Torah said, Mimenu, not something. So we have to find something that... What?
I don't need
which is the lesser Kaidish? Truma, because it's less strict than Kachim. That's exactly what the Gemara is answering. You're right. We have to pick something. So we pick the least strict one. Which is less strict? Truma or Kachim? Truma is less strict than Kachim. 6 different ways.
That's why you did. Because
the exactly. Kiddush. Right. Because why is it a lesser Kiddush?
Because it's less chomer than
Kachim. Why is it less chomer than Kachim? Chikain, panak akas. 6 things. Pickle. Kachim is susceptible that if a person shechts it with indifferent, wrong thoughts of out of time, out of place, and he eats it, one eats it out of time, it should be. Eats chayiv karis. Nicer, if a kachim is left over and a person eats it, he's chayiv karis, which doesn't apply to truma. Carbon, kachim is a carbon, truma is not a carbon, it doesn't go in the mizbeach. Meila, somebody has pleasure from chulun, from truma, I'm sorry, from kachim, bemezid, he's chayiv misa. Karis, if somebody eats kachim when he's tameh, he gets karis. Or, right, he gets karis. The asr l'aynan. And we learned out that kachim is asr from aynan. And we learned that from, we had truma's mutzul aynan from chol zar. Zar is le'aninus, right? But kachim is asr l'aynan. So therefore we learned out kachim is asr l'aynan from karban pesach, which we learned out from meiser. So therefore we say that kachim has 6 severities, for lack of a better word, six chumras over truma. So the Gemara, Adarabba, truma loyma matina. I think truma is stricter. Chicane.
Mayhem. Oh, you want to be Bedu is singular?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Hashem, give me das, I know that.
I told you that, my Adachain has das. You told me you don't want to die for those things.
No, I said, basically, not knowing psukim, well, why is it that? Just simple.
Why can't you? You think the Rabban Hashem is restricted in what he can give you? You think like he can only give you a certain amount? He can give you a lot of things. Adarabba. Ask for everything. Harcha picha b'amaleyu, the pasuk says. Open your mouth wide, and Hashem says he'll fill it.
Yeah, that's
5, 6, 6. Dr. Gemara, Adarabba. Truma shekjulim matina. Shekei machpaz. Misa b'day shemayim. And who says Karis is stricter than Misa? Maybe Misa is stricter than Karis. Misa b'day Shemayim and Karis are very similar. So you decide if Karis is a severity that Kachim has over Truma. I have Misa b'day Shemayim, which is a severity that Truma has over Kachim. That's how Rashi learns it. It's a Peldiger thing. Tysus doesn't understand it because Karis is more severe. What's the Havamina?
Have a riri with it?
That's okay. So let me just finish this Gemara. Okay, just give me a second. The chaimish, if somebody eats truma b'shagig, he pays a chaimish. Ve'ilu a pigeon, where if I catch him, once a kohen can eat it, there's no chaimish if his zohar eats it. It's only a chaimish by mila, but if a person eats kachim after a kohen can eat it, there's no chaimish. Whereas by truma, a kohen can eat it, then he sure has to pay a chaimish. Ve'ilu a pigeon. You can redeem kachim. You can never redeem truma. Vatsur lezarim. And kachim, a lot of kachim can be eaten by Yisraelim. Truma can never be eaten by Yisraelim. So you have four chumras. Zakti Gemara Hanach Nefishin at 6-4. 6-4 to 6 wins. So which is stricter? Kachim is stricter. 6 chumras the kachim has, 4 chumras that truma has. And therefore, 6-4, 6-1. Vibay Seima Karas Atifa. Karis is worse than Misa because it has Ariri. Rachman al Islam, it can encompass Ariri. Rashi.
What was it? He couldn't get six. Why even try?
Why do we need to be by Sema?
Yeah.
Ibai Sema says you don't have to count the number. The fact that one is Karis and one is not doesn't make a difference what the number would be. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shaman Kaidish, going to Hugdish Luminachas Vinitma. Donate to Menachas and became Tame. Shkemetzinu chumras b'kaidish, ve'naygis v'truma. Pigul nicer, b'kari carbon levia lufnim, you can bring it into the Azara. V'yashba mi'ilu l'nanami menu b'shaygig. If somebody is nanami menu b'shaygig, he gets mila. He has to pay karen chaymish and asham. V'karis l'aykhli b'tumas aguf. V'asu l'aynan. Machpaz. Misa l'aykhli b'tumas aguf. L'chsiv v'meisa b'yki chalalu. People who desecrate tumah die. Chaimish lazar oichel b'shaygig l'olam. Avu bishul mataris l'kahanim. Even though kahanim are allowed to eat it, a zar still has to pay a chaimish. Avu kaidish mishas yesh l'shas etzel l'kahanim. Once a kain can eat kaidish, ain ba mi'ila v'lo chaimish. Rein la pigeon, the truma. Avu matinu pigeon l'kaidish atchel l'kiddish b'kli. We do find the pigeon l'kaidish before you put it into a kli. A truma asur lazarim. Oil of kaidish before you put it into a kli, you can redeem it. Once it's in a kli, it becomes kedushas hagof. It's not redeemable. A true masur lazarim, avakachim kalim, mutarim lazarim. Now, Tysus has a problem with the pshat that I said. Because the pshat that I said, the Gemara said, Karis is a severity kachim has over truma. Then the Gemara came back and said, Misa is a severity that truma has over kachim. And the Gemara answered, Karis adifa. What did the Gemara think to begin with? Karis is not adifa? Again, didn't we know Karis is Adifa mi Misa? How could you count Misa as a Chumrah? You're saying, Azar eats Kaidish, that's Karis. Azar eats Truma, that's Misa b'day Shemayim. So one is stricter than the other. And maybe this is stricter. Maybe this is stricter. I mean, don't we know Karis is stricter than Misa? That's Tysus' discussion. Can I just finish? So Tysus answers that Misa doesn't mean when a Zar eats it. I'm sorry. Misa doesn't mean when a Tame eats it. Right? By Kachem, a Tame eats it, he gets Karis. By Truma, Tame eats it, he gets Misa. That wouldn't be a Havamina that Karis, that Misa is more severe than Karis. The Havamina is that a Zar who eats Truma gets Misa, a Zar who eats Kachem at times doesn't get Karis. So there's more Misa cases by Truma than there are Karis cases by Kachem. That's what the Gemara means to say, and the answer is it doesn't make a difference. Karis is still stronger. But Rashi seems to say that the Gemara didn't know which of the two is severe, and the Gemara's answer was Karis is more severe. Because the Mepharshim speak out, like Rabbi Cohn said, because Karis comes, Rachmana Litzlan, according to Rashi's opinion, with a punishment of losing the children.
But, doesn't Karis only apply, Rachmana Litzlan, a certain age?
Karis is under 60, the Gemara says, and Misa B'Dei Shemayim is under 70.
Oh, it's
not Misa. That makes Karis more severe.
Right.
Now, that's the discussion. We know the Karis is more severe.
Also, doesn't the Gemara say it's a difference between Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Mishnah?
Yeah, that one is Skila, and yeah. One is Karis. So Skila is not Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Skila is Misa B'Dei Adam.
Oh, so that's... No one questions that.
No one questions that.
They do question something. It's skewed the most.
What
dab
is that?
Oh, Rebbe, please. My wife's listening. She's embarrassing me.
What besecht is that?
Wait a minute. Not doing that, Rebbe.
Yeah, there's a Machlokes. There's Machlokes Tanoim, whether it's skewed strict or Shreifus strict.
It's in Machlokes somewhere.
No, it's in Sanhedrin somewhere.
But
it's I don't remember the Machlokes. It's in Sanhedrin. I don't know. I didn't learn you show me, but I can tell you that in Bavli, it's in Sanhedrin. In a parak called Arbe Mises, where the Torah is the seventh parak. I didn't offer the parak. That was Dr. Harris offered the parak. The second chumrah we said is if one eats meister sheni when it's tameh, it's alive. And we brought that lav. We brought the lav from Lesucha Lecha B'Sharecha that told us if one eats meister sheni when it's tameh, he violates a lav. By truma, there is no lav. Fine. We have no lav that says you eat truma, but when it's tameh, a person gets malchus. But the inference of the brisa is, he's surah ikka. He's still not allowed to do it. Again, the Brisa is telling me you won't find the love for somebody that eats truma when the truma is tamei. Not when a person's tamei, but when the truma is tamei. You won't find the love. Fine, I won't look for one. You tell me there's none, I trust you. But where is the isser? The inference is there's no love, but there's an isser. Where did the Torah say I can't eat truma when it's tamei? Minala. Zakti Gemara Amakra, Misharecha Techlanu. By Psuli Amagdashim, back to there. B'sharecha teichlen u, eat it. Could have said b'sharecha teichau. What teichlen u, it eat, eat it. What's that? B'layla achar. They told me, this you can eat betuma, something else you should not eat betuma. Now there's no law for this something else, but the pasuk is inferring that Psuli Amagdashim can be eaten betuma, but something else can't be eaten betuma. Now, it's not coming to tell me Meister has a lav. It's not coming to tell me Kachem has a lav. So what is it coming to tell me? What is it inferring? Must be, the lav habom chlas ha'aseh, but it's an inference. It's learned out from a positive, so it doesn't have the power of a negative restriction, which would be Malchus, but it's a positive restriction which says, don't do it. But if one did it, they would not get Malchus. Rashi. Now, this whole thing we got involved in because we wanted to... Let's go back. Let's turn the clock back. Why did we get involved in this whole brisa about Meiser and Truma? Why did we get there? Because we wanted to prove that an Aro can't eat Meiser. The question was, can an Aro eat Meiser? Now, it had been the Shiloh back on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara wanted to prove from the fact that it listed the Chumras of Bikurim and Truma over Meiser, and it did not list Aro as one of them. And by not listing Aro as one of them, it inferred that Aro can't eat Meiser just like he can't eat Truma. And the Gemara answered, Tana v'Shayer. And the Gemara said, My Shayer da.
Tana v'Shayer means what?
Tana v'Shayer left out some Chumras. It didn't list the whole list. Wasn't a comprehensive list. And the Gemara came back and said, what else did you leave out? You can't just leave out one thing. So we got involved in things that the Braisa left out in the next part of the Braisa.
But it's included because it's one of the things that was Shire.
Right, that's what we answer. Ravashi, I'm Ravashi. I don't have to go to the Sefer to find other Shire. You brought me another Shire from the end of the Braisa Mishnah. And therefore you went a whole Amar and Gemara to explain the end of that Mishnah. No, I have in the Reisha itself, which talks about the stringencies that Truma and Bikurim have over Meiser, the Mishnah left out two things in the Reisha. Till now we said it left one thing out of the Reisha and a number of things out of the Sefer. Here was Rav Ashi saying, you don't need it. The Reisha itself left something out. Why? V'lektani v'noigim b'shar shnei shavua. There could have been two other stringencies that the Mishnah said about Truma over Meiser. Number one, Truma is 6 years every Shemitah, 1 through 6. Meiser Sheni is 1, 2, 4, 5. It's not Noyeg year 3 and 6. That's a stringency that Truma and Bikurim have over Meiser. Why isn't that listed? Number two, Truma can never be redeemed. Bikurim can never be redeemed. Meiser Sheni, if I live away from Yerushalayim, I can redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. There's another stringency that Truma and Bikurim have over Meiser. Didn't list it. So I have Tana v'Shayer in the Reish. I don't have to go to the Sefer. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, V'noigin Truma Bikurim B'Shayer Shnei Shavua, B'chol Shnei Sashmita, all 6 years of the 7 years. Does not apply in year 3 and in year 6. Fine. So at this point, the whole almost blot of Gemara was to prove whether an oral can eat Meiser or not, and we haven't proven it up to now. We have not proven the Shaila. The interesting thing to think about is why didn't the Gemara say Rav Ashi's answer right away? Why did the Gemara bring the safest kind of Shire? Isn't Rav Ashi 100% right? There are two things that are left out in the Reisha. That it's Noeg B'Shar Shnei Shivei Shemua, and that it's, and that it's Ein
LaPidyon. We
would have lost the whole Amar of Gemara, but it would have been an unnecessary Amar of Gemara, right?
So in the end of the day, it's not a proof because maybe it's not.
It's Tana V'Shaya, exactly. It's not a proof either way. We don't know that it's kind of Shire this.
Is there another Noro can
eat? We still don't know whether Noro can eat Meiser or not. We tried to prove it, and so far, no proof. The proof was by omission. It's not a proof of omission because it left out things. And we spent a whole 3/4 of a blot trying to figure out what it left out. I don't have an answer, clear answer, no. I don't have a clear answer. I was thinking of things, but I'd rather not think till I know it makes sense, so I'd rather not speak till I know it makes sense. Why didn't the other Amira say like that? Yeah. But I think it's an obvious question. Why go to the Sefer when it's in the Reisha? One of them I could answer, because when it's nayeg, it's not a stringency, it's just when the halacha applies, whereas we were listing stringencies in Truma over Meiser. This is not a stringency in Truma, that's a side halacha when you give Truma. The other things are in the Truma itself. The pigeon doesn't answer, that's why I said I'm not sure, I don't know. Nothing about the Tashma. Nishtairu by Tzitzin HaMa'akvus HaMila. If somebody had a bris and they left over pieces of skin, that covered the mila, meaning that the mila was not done appropriately. So basically, he's an aro. He's Nebuchadnezzar an aro with 3/4 of his aro off, but he's still an aro. There's still arlo left. Raisa says clearly, can't eat truma, can't eat pesach, can't eat other kachim. And the reason we list it separately is because pesach is the source for other kachim, and not meiser. Here you have it. Says beferish, an aro cannot eat meiser. My love, meiser talking. Aren't we talking about meiser sheni? Zokta Gemara, no, my meiser behemo. It means a kind of carbon. There's a halacha that of the new babies born every year, you have to pick him into a pen and count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and number 10 gets smacked with a red paint, and that is brought as a carbon meiser shebehema. An aro cannot eat meiser behema. It's nothing to do with meiser sheni. It doesn't identify which meiser. It says meiser. Meiser might mean meiser behema. What? Bilem, the kanim get no chalik. There's three animals that are not shared. I shouldn't say that. All kachim is not shared. The kohanim get it all. There are two animals that the kohen gets zero.
Not even chazav
sheik. Meiser behema and pesach. Carbon pesach, the kohen gets zero. It's all eaten by the people counted on the carbon pesach. No, the kohen is not entitled to any share. And meiser behema is the one carbon, another carbon. Kohen gets no part of meiser behema. The owner gets 100% of it. And the emurim go to the mizbeach, but no part to the kohen. The owner eats it.
How is it different from the rest of
it? The Torah didn't give any obligation to give it to the kohen. By Torah, the Torah said.
So basically, so the bites you're giving the tenth.
Yes, take it to Shalayim and bring it as a carbon. It has halachas. Can't eat it back in Tzvas.
Can't get there?
You got a problem. Send it with somebody. You can't do anything with it. You can wait till it gets a mum and then eat it at home. If a person has Maisa Behema and he gets a mum, he can eat it at home with restrictions, but he can eat it at home.
So one out of every ten?
New babies. New babies. One out of ten new babies becomes Meiser Behema. No, you don't have to give Meiser Behema. Only behemoths born in your flock, new babies, within the same year, whatever that year is, in the Machlekes Tanoim and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Aleph El of Tishrei, Mishnah Bezim and Aleph, and what's the name again?
Every single year.
Every single year. It has nothing to do with Shemitah. It's not land-based.
What is it?
It's called Meiser Behema. If you say Kabbanas every morning, Habchor Ba Meiser HaPetach Kodeshim Kalim, Shekhtasim B'chom Okim Bazara, B'dam and Tar Matana Achaz, B'bat Shit and Kenegel Ha'isai, Shina Bachalosh. If you say Kabbanas every morning, it's like Ashrei. No, I'm assuming he says kabbalas every morning. Shina bachalas of the Mishnah says, "Abchor nechal kahana v'maisel l'chaladim." The Mishnah says, "Amaisel l'chaladim." Listen, I never said kabbalas in yeshiva, and I never said kabbalas when I left yeshiva. A few years after I left yeshiva, I met a yid, and Davin, he said, "Why don't you say kabbalas?" I said, "They didn't say yeshiva." He said, "Well, you're not in yeshiva anymore, right? Isn't it in the Siddur? Like, why are you skipping a whole section in the Siddur?" So I said, "It takes time." So he said, "So get here 5 minutes earlier to say Karbanas. It's part of the Siddur. It's the liturgy. It's in the book." So I was Makabal the guy's mother, and I say Karbanas. That's why I come here early, but I can only do it before, if it's after I light. In the winter, it's not after I light, so I can't do it. I have to do it when I get the show. But here, I like to do it because... Again, I'm from my chiddush. A guy gave me mussar and I accepted it that I'm not in yeshiva anymore, so the heter not to say kabbalas doesn't apply to me. We'll continue my tomorrow.